Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome. It's so great to have all of you with us today, and I think you're going to find this to be a particularly interesting show and certainly an educational one. It continues to be a big education for me, and somehow we so much underestimate the importance of issues that just kind of go in one ear and out the other. Because we don't think of the importance, and one of those issues is banks. You know, you think of your bank, you go down there, you get low returns. You never think of the insecurity of banks. But how do these banks work, and how do we know that we can trust them? We've seen enough in our lifetimes right now to know that there are really serious issues that develop in the economy, and certainly enough embezzlement and fraud, etc. Joining us today is Michael M. Heller. He's the president of Very Bank, and the website is veribanc.com. He is maybe in the minority of successful institutions doing this, and he's going to talk about it right now. So, Michael, welcome to the show. And tell us, what does VeriBank do, and whom do they work with?
Well, first, thanks for having me on today, Stu. It's a very honor to work with you. First of all, we are not a bank. We are a bank rating firm, which means we analyze the safety and soundness of banks. Our customers range from consumers to money managers, people that handle other people's money. These folks all want to know how safe their money is, whether they have CDs, money market accounts, plain old checking or savings accounts, and even businesses that may rely on lines of credit. And we've been analyzing banks for over 36 years now.
The fallout rate, what we hear is kind of sparse, and of course you are in the industry, but you know, I always think of a bank putting my money in. It used to be $100,000, it was secured, now it's $250,000, so I think I'm safe. You know, if I've got $2.5 million, I'll put it into 10 banks. But it's not quite so simple, is it? Because there is a danger, and your research tends to indicate to people just where the dangers lie.
That's right. Again, we've analyzed literally thousands of banks and thousands of bank failures over the years, including when the S&L crisis hit in the mid-80s, and then, of course, the credit union and the Bank of New England crisis in the early 90s, and then most recently the 2008 through 2012 banking crisis. In our model, which is actuarially based, we just don't throw darts at a board, but we have a model that has predicted over 99% of all bank failures. Now, we can't get all banks failures because, believe it or not, there are some presidents and CFOs of banks that commit out and outright fraud. They all end up in jail. But thank goodness there are very few of those. But we are able to predict with our rating model over 99% of all failures in usually at least 6 months prior to their failure.
Well, you know, as someone who didn't really have any sophistication in this area, you know, I'm thinking, listen, I got my money protected. I'm all set. But it goes beyond, and this is who your clients can be. It can be an everyday person. You get involved with somebody who's handling finance or a lawyer. There's a lot of money involved. You're liable. So this isn't quite as simple as it sounds, is it?
No, that's right. We try to make it simple for folks, but there's a lot of research that's gone into this over the years. And to your point, people that are handling your tax money or my tax money, people that are handling the liquid part of a portfolio, they have a fiduciary responsibility that they need to employ some type of due diligence that will help mitigate any professional liability exposure they have. And a lot of money managers come to us because of several reasons. The first is we're actuarially based. Again, we don't throw darts at a board. We don't come off with our favorite ratios that some of our competition does. But we have an actuarially sound model. We have the broadest analytics. We go through not only what the federal regulators go through when we look at a bank's safety and soundness measures, but we've actually developed tests that exceed those. We're transparent since day one. We've always published our track record. In other words, for each one of our rating categories, and there's eight, we've always published what the probability of failure is for each one of those categories. We don't do it just in the good times and the bad times, but we show you the entire track record for since 91. We not only do we have the broadest analytics and we're transparent, but we've been vetted by several insurance companies. We actually teamed up with one back in 92 through 2000, where they came in, they audited not only our business model, but our ratings model, and approved us for excess FDIC insurance. And the reason they vetted our business model is because a lot of our competitors will accept fees from the banks they rate to rate them. We've never done that. So we have a pure, guaranteed, no conflict of interest business model because no bank has ever paid us to rate them.
How do you derive your fees and what kind of competition do you have out there? I know that you're right at the top in terms of the ratings, in terms of no bias, doing this effectively, the most outstanding research. You mentioned there are 8 points that are guidelines for you. Maybe we can cover that a little bit later. But how do you derive your fees, and how much competition do you have?
Well, we have a lot of competition, Stu. However, almost all of the competition has what I call a hybrid business model, where they'll actually take fees from the banks they rate to rate them. Everybody's aware of the big three rating firms out there. That's their business model, is they get paid by the banks to rate them, and as Congress pulled them in the 2008 to 2012 banking crisis into their hearings in 2010, they got their knuckles cracked because of that business model. But we've never done that. The customers that use our service pay for our service, and that's what guarantees us, them, that we have no conflict of interest. A number of our competition, like I said, have a hybrid business model where they also charge their customers, but if you go to their website and you see a link to a bank that you can click on that brings you to that bank's website, then you know they're getting a click-through fee. We feel that's an inherent conflict of interest, and you'll never find a link to a bank on our website.
Not to point the finger at anybody, but we all think about this. Why don't all rating firms publish their track record?
Most of the rating firms that are our competitors have very bright people that came either from the regulatory environment or from Wall Street type firms, where they did their studies on banks while they were with those firms or while they were examining banks as a federal or state regulator. So they came up with their favorite ratios or observations, and they really didn't have the resources, if you will, on the math side to do an analysis that said, hey, let's look at not only what these ratios show in terms of a probability of failure on banks that failed, but let's also look at the banks that didn't fail that had these very ratios as well. Where our company was started by a PhD in advanced math, he actually used a very sophisticated math theory called stochastic modeling, where you employ a mechanism by which you not only look at failures, but you look at what non-failures did as well with those same tests. So the relationships that this model develops accounts for both the ones that, what we say in the industry, we throw under the bus or we don't get. In other words, we downrate that institution or that cohort of institutions, and they don't fail.
We're going to come back. Michael Heller has consented to stay for another segment. And we're going to talk about bank ratings and research, not your typical bank. But I want you to go to the website. It's verybank.com, V-E-R-I-B-A-N-C. Direct all your questions to them, not to me. I will simply refer you if anybody inquires. Michael Heller will return right after these messages.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370,
Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, we return, and again, happy to have Michael M. Heller with us. He's the president of Bank Ratings and Research. And if you're just tuning in and you're saying, well, what does that matter? It doesn't affect me. Think twice. Go to the website. You'll get a great explanation by going to verybank.com, verybank.com. And, you know, as I think about this, Michael, I mean, businesses may be easy to predict that they're going to fail. You never go in thinking a bank is going to fail. And there's only one way really to find out, and that's a bank rating firm. But you've got 8 criteria. So you found a red flag here, a red flag there. At what point does someone make the assessment that it may be time to pull and go somewhere else?
Well, Stu, that's one of the reasons that we've always published our track record. In each one of the 8 rating categories, we show the exact probability of failure that a bank is going to have so that the individual client can set their own risk threshold. Back in the day when we had a number of insurance companies using our service for excess FDIC insurance, they usually set a threshold where if the bank received not only our third highest rating, which is a yellow 2 stars, but showed deficiencies that were continuing, that would prompt them to call the bank, talk to their bank contact, and see if the story was consistent with the type of financial information that we could provide to them. So it's not really a 1-0 event. It's more of a, you track the bank, we produce reports every quarter, so you can see if the institution is on course or if it is starting to decline. And then that allows you the tools to, again, talk to your contact at the bank. It may be the president, may be the CFO, it may be just the government person there that's taking care of municipalities, and to see if there is a problem, if first of all they'll admit there's a problem, and second of all, if they do admit there is a problem, if the story that they tell you and what they're doing to try to reconcile that problem is consistent with the financial data that you see. And usually most of the information that we provide comes right from the federal regulators themselves, so they've scrubbed it. And we usually show trending so that not only can you see the most recent quarter's worth of information, but you can see the prior 3 quarters as well. So you can make your own judgments, and we're there to help if you ever have questions, obviously. But we try to put our reports out in plain English for folks to make their own decisions on whether or not, because it's a hassle. You know, if you have anybody with a payroll account more than $250,000, to change banks is going to be a very big hassle for them. So they want to make sure that the information that they get not only is accurate, but it's timely, and it's consistent with what the person at the bank is going to tell them, because if they make a decision to move, then there's a lot of time and expense involved to do that.
Well, I'm with a bank. I sense it's going to fail. I don't want to take any chances. How do I know where to go? What are my next steps?
Well, we have a number of reports that people can look at. One is called our Blue Ribbon Report. Now, the Blue Ribbon is a special accommodation we give to the safest or the strongest banks in the country. Not only did they receive our highest rating, which is green with 3 stars, but they've passed an additional 20 very conservative tests. And in the 36 years that we've been rating banks, we've only had one Blue Ribbon bank fail on us in those 36-plus years, and that banker actually committed fraud in filing the financial information to the regulators. And, of course, he ended up in jail. But Blue Ribbon banks would be the first choice for anybody that's looking for a safe bank. And you should never just stop there. If you choose a bank off of that report, you should always track it, because banks are like any business. From quarter to quarter, their results may vary. And it's up to you if you have a fiduciary responsibility or if you have a large amount of money that exceeds the FDIC or NCUA $250,000 limit. You should really be doing some of your own due diligence on a quarterly basis. The information is published on a quarterly basis, and it behooves anybody that is tracking their own funds or somebody else's funds to, you know, get a report. It's plain English on a quarterly basis. And that way, there's never a surprise.
We've seen the evolution of technology, 2 steps forward, 1 step back. The real problems we have going on is maybe a little tangential. But it used to be we were worried about different things, combat troops, et cetera, things in industry, fraud. Today, we think about security. We think about transparency. We think about hacking. Where do you fit on that in your connection with banks? Because these have to be the biggest issues we're facing.
In terms of bank security, that's something that we just don't have any information or way to gather the information, nor would we want the banks to publish it, because that would open up hackers to get in probably more readily. That being said, we do canvass on a monthly basis any regulatory enforcement action that the regulators will publish, which may or may not include an operational deficiency. Along the question that you asked, yes, if they have, there's a big area that the regulators look at, and that's the Bank Secrecy Act and a number of related acts. So if they're not up to snuff on controlling funds from countries that are on the government's list of you shouldn't be doing business with them because of their background, they'll get slapped by their regulator with penalties, with fines, with one of these enforcement actions, which we do track on a monthly basis. Number of our larger and more sophisticated customers want that type of information, which, again, because it comes out monthly, it may impact the ratings. It may not. But because of the work that they do tangentially with a bank, they want that type of information.
All right, Michael Heller, it has been indeed a pleasure. We're going to continue this series because of the importance of this service, Bank Ratings and Research. You've got to trust with verification. Michael Heller, the president of VeriBank, has been here. You could go to the website, VeriBank, that's spelled VeriBank.com. You'll get all the questions you need to answer, and someone will be very gracious in taking that time to work with you. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not.
The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
It was Tiger Wilson versus Kid McCoy in the summer of 93. Now the kid was everybody's pride and joy, just as game as a kid could be. His darling Bess was in the second row. She was praying with all her might.
Laurie, you like that song?
I love that song.
I can sing you the whole song. I mean, it's like I can hundreds of songs. It's a great song, and I'm good at doing this. I mean, I don't have a great voice for that, but you can feel it.
It's in your heart, you know. So
yeah, you can feel it, but I'm not going to do it today, and I'm not going to certainly lose my audience. All right, here we are. Where was I going? Let's see. I had something I wanted to say. I'm doing radio. I had something I wanted to say. Now, let me think about it for 10 minutes, and then we won't have to say it. In and out of my head. In and out of my head. All right. Let's take a look at what's going on out there and the simple fact that, again, I mean, it's becoming blatantly obvious, except for the deniers, that Trump is accomplishing a lot. There's a lot he isn't, but you look at the first 100 days, he's on, what, day number 92, and what other presidents have achieved, and he's light years ahead of them. Now, you want to look at classic statements that he's made. Yes, I cringe. His vocabulary is terrible. It's just awful. He has a limited vocabulary. But don't underestimate someone. You know, I interviewed Dick Morris, who came into my studio, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years ago. No, it was more. It had to be more. It was right around the time Bush was exiting his presidency. And I asked Dick Morris. He got in off a plane, took a cab over to the studio. We were running upstairs. We had to get on air in 2 minutes. And I says, just quickly, Dick, how smart, how stupid is George W. Bush? He said he's very, very smart. He just doesn't, you know, he just doesn't project it. Now, my theory, and listen, we all have an opinion. My opinion is Barack Obama isn't quite that smart. But, man, can he put a spin on things. Am I so arrogant that I'm thinking I'm the only one he didn't fool from the first time I heard him? When I first heard him, I said, this guy is a fraud. And here we are now, going into our ninth year later. People still love him. He just came back from a worldwide cruise. Do me a favor, go back. It's on your money now, unless you found a way to spend it somewhere else. He's come back to set up camp in Chicago and New York. The purpose of this camp, to achieve his Marxist, socialist, Muslim Brotherhood objectives, to derail the track in this country. I believe there are going to be a series of provocative attacks on Donald Trump. I don't mean physically. God forbid that'll happen. But Obama will stay in the background. He will be kind of the director on how this is all going to evolve. And we're going to see a torrid, unwavering, 4 years. I can't think ahead beyond 2020 or even 2020 of savagery of the left in this country and the inability of them, or the lack of desire of them to say, we're really hurting this country. And this is what angers me. It raises my ire more than anything else. That people don't stop and say, this country's getting killed. It's getting hurt because of someone's hatred of Donald Trump, conservative principles, the Republican Party. So how un-American are these people? How unpatriotic are these people? And Trump is displaying the intestinal fortitude to go after him. I've loved these interviews with John Kelly, Homeland Security, and with our great Secretary of Defense. And all of the people put in the cabinet, just about all of them. Jeff Sessions has been remarkable. Very tempered, very calm. And if you listen to the words, which most people choose not to listen to, he's right on target. And I'm concerned with all of the problems surrounding us right now that we're going to be very limited in how we deal with our adversaries. The Democrats, led by that rotten Chuck Schumer, are demanding that these issues go through Congress. How many times did Barack Obama, with executive orders, circumvent Congress and act like a dictator or an emperor? It's amazing. And then you sit back and you say, well, who's running the country? Well, the Republican Senate, the Republican House, the Republican presidency. And I sit here and think, are they? Or are we dealing with a globalist third world society that sounds like it's right out of a movie? And yet, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, with all due honesty, it's real. I'm no longer looked at as that radical conspiracy theorist like my colleague Alex Jones, who may take things a little too far. These are real. They're happening all around us. And we're seeing a combative fight here. Classic fight of cultures. Classic fight of good versus evil. And if we don't get these problems resolved and under our belt, even Donald Trump, with all his negotiation abilities and all of his contacts, is going to be rendered helpless. He's finding out now the reality. You know, if I were president and I were in the office a couple of months, I'd say, boy, I knew this was going to be tough. I'm not surprised. I think one of the reasons Donald Trump has come out and said it's tougher than I thought it would be is because he's had such a miraculous business career. And you're 70 years old, and do you expect things to change? The answer is no. But I think we're going to win this fight, because I think by using executive order, the nuclear option, I don't care what it takes, hand-to-hand combat, we've got to defeat the enemy from within. We've got two fights. We've got the enemy from within, and then we've got the barbaric terrorists taking all forms and shapes around the world. It's actually frightening, but you know what? We'd rather pick up our cell phones, get on our iPads, go on our iPods, go to the movies, go out for dinner, and not think about this. Average everyday person in my communication does not think about this. And we need something other than the farm belt of this country, where I think people have much more of a fix on it, thank goodness, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. We need people to come to the reality that we've got a serious issue on our hands that could defeat virtually every patriotic effort we are making unless we get a combined effort, and I hate to say it, but you know what just ticks me off? Oh, we hope to have bipartisan support. Come on, it's not going to be bipartisan support. The attempts at bipartisan support on the part of the Democrats are ill-fated. The reason the Republicans get sucked in is they're basically stupid. Stupid or ignorant or both. Where is all that great intellect I respected? I guess it's on this show. All right, we'll have a pleasant topic to deal with in our last segment.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the legal exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, we're back for our final segment, and, you know, there are, when I have an opportunity to give a personal endorsement of a product or a service that I've actually tried, and it's been incredible, I'm going to take that advantage. And I have to say that my wife and I, for a number of years now, have been enjoying our trips to boating in Boston. I think of the old saying that UPS, the ferry ride around New York, you know, those classics, the value is just unbelievable. And so is what you get from boating in Boston for exercise, recreation, and ongoing fun. It's an amazing value. And here to join us is Michael Agajanian, who is going to talk about it another year and another year of excitement. Michael, welcome, and thanks for all the great years there. Can't wait to start this year. Tell us about boating in Boston, and give us a general overview for people who don't know what it's all about.
Yeah, thanks, Stu. I appreciate it, and the kind words. We're happy to have you guys as customers. Boating in Boston is we're a recreation company who focuses on kind of an adventure in your backyard on our beautiful waterways in the Boston area. We have, you know, five locations, one in Newton on the Charles, one in Hopkinton State Park, on a beautiful reservoir, another one in Natick on Lake Constituent, and then one in Wakefield. And what I think is our most beautiful is our one in Spot Pond, which is on Spot Pond itself, which is an active reservoir where you can actually see, you know, 20, 30 feet down in the water because it's so crystal clear. It's absolutely beautiful. So we do a lot of kayaking. We do a lot of sailing and paddleboarding, and really we're just focusing on, you know, just having a lot of fun on the water and exposing people to these beautiful waterways that we have in the Massachusetts, greater Boston metro area.
And there are a lot of options here. I mean, my wife and I are kayakers. We're just fixated on kayaking. But for people who are looking for other experiences that they can utilize your other boats there, tell us what the choices are.
Yeah, so all of our locations have kayaks. So we have types of kayaks. We have, you know, sit-in, sit-on-top, you know, single kayaks, double kayaks, and we provide the paddles and life jackets, so you don't need anything to come down to any of our locations. So, you know, kayaking. We also do stand-up paddle boards, which are, you know, all the rage now, which is a kind of a large surfboard where you can stand on with a kind of a long paddle, which is a lot of fun. And then Spot Pond, Natick, and Hopkinton, we also offer sailing as well too. So we have small 16-foot Cape Cod Mercuries, we call them, in sloops, where you get on the water, sail, enjoy the water. And we also have a summer camp for kids where we teach them. It's called Boating is Fun, where we teach them the basics of boating and the safety, and we have a lot of fun getting them on the water.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, pets are welcome. You give rather intense safety classes there and instructions on how to go out in those kayaks. I'm impressed by that. You just don't send them out. And you have a number of packages, and, honest to goodness, the fees are so negligible, I can't believe why everybody wouldn't go there. Just give us an idea of the kind of packages you have.
Yeah, sure. It's very simple. So we really have two choices, especially for the paddling, is, either you can come down and just rent by the hour, super simple. You go out in the water, and then you pay after. And then if you come down more than a couple of times, we have a season pass, which is kind of like a gym membership. So you buy the season pass, and, everything else is included. And the nice features of the season pass is that you come down, you don't have to sign the paperwork every time. It's very quick to get on the water. We know who you are. It's a very, it's more personal relationship. So we really, really enjoy our season pass. It's a great value, especially for people who come down, more than a couple times in the summer.
All right, I want to give the website out. It's boatinginboston.com. That's boatinginboston.com. Outdoor recreation you just can't match, whether it's kayaking, sailing, or water sports. But you even take it to another level for people who want birthday parties or group outings. I haven't done that yet, but it's a pretty popular way of increasing your reach. Can you explain a little how that works?
Yeah, so we also do, if you're a type of group, whether it's a work group or just even a fun group of friends, and you want to do a function or get in the water or team building, we have a staff who can help coordinate those activities. So, yeah, it's just a great way to do some team building or bonding or, just to get a group of friends in the water.
Michael, what are the age limitations here? How young do you have to begin, and does that present any issues for you?
No, so we're pretty relaxed on the ages. So, there's no set ages, meaning that, if you're usually kids 8 and older can paddle by themselves, but if they can't, they'll paddle on the same boat as their parents. So, we have customers who come down with babies, and we have infant life jackets even, and as far as the upper age limit, one of our fastest growing demographics is the retired community. So there's really no age restrictions. What is important though, is you do feel comfortable in the water. There's no age restrictions.
And I want to just say to people, buy the season pass. I mean, it's a steal. It really is. You can go out and enjoy it as often as you want. Now, you're open what hours, what days, and how many months?
Sure. That's a good question. So all of our sites open the first weekend in May, and we're weekends only till Memorial Day. And then we're 7 days a week at most of our sites from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And then in September, we're weekends only. And then we close in the beginning of October. It just gets to be a bit too chilly. Our hours of operation, 10 a.m. to the last boat will go out at 6 p.m. So that's the best time to get out is, usually in the early afternoon.
Any comments you'd like to make? We've got about 15 seconds here. Anything that we left out, that I left out?
No, it's a great, all the locations are great. And, I want to also thank the Department of Conservation and Recreation, Mass DCR. They're great partners to be able to allow us to operate in these properties.
All right. We're going to have you on several times through the summer until we get everybody waking up to realize this is the value of a lifetime. Enjoy your spring, enjoy your summer, enjoy your fall. I guarantee you, you'll get plenty of exercise and a lot of fun. Michael Agajanian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Stu. I appreciate it.
All right, this is Stu Taylor wishing you a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.